This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good evening. The show begins tonight, speculating about the future after a Russian victory in Ukraine. This is Simon Cooper of the Financial Times writing the column. I have the conversation with Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. After Russia wins, Ukrainians will suffer, is Simon's first speculation. NATO will suffer. Europe will suffer. Is Europe adequate to the defense of the future without Ukraine? Simon thinks so, but he's not certain. None of it is certain, and so I spend a little time waiting for Anatole, who refutes much of Simon's presentation, but this is worst-case scenario thinking. Anatole concentrates on what is the definition of loss. In other words, Ukraine won a victory right away in the winter of 22. What is loss today? I don't know. These are open questions, certainly as we go into the new year. And then a conversation with Chris Riegel about the stories from China, factory managers calling desperate, panicky, no orders, not enough orders, laying people off. This has been building all year, from offering a discount, from looking for business, from offering to help out, now begging, pleading for news, for work. Hotel Mars makes an appearance with David Livingston, and we're joined by my longtime very good colleague, and now the senior scientist for astrobiology strategy at NASA itself, David Grinspoon. I congratulated David. He had a big smile on his face, and he should. He has an office at NASA headquarters in Washington. He is now in charge of thinking out loud about the search for life, the search for the habitat that can sustain life, and not just the life that we understand, meaning energy, liquid water, and something to eat, some rock material for microbes or some substance for larger creatures, larger amoebas, all kinds of life, life based on other models. It's a joy to congratulate David after all these years. I teased him. You're the man, David. You're the man. And then off to a conversation at length with Malcolm Honlein, and we're joined by guests from Israel and about Israel. Gaza, the situation is that the IDF has found the tunnels beneath Sinwar, the mastermind of the mass murder. I guess that's the wrong term. The boss of the mass murder of Israelis at the beginning of October. The tunnels beneath his home resemble an Egyptian tomb. And we emphasize the word tomb, a conversation with Doron Spielman, an archaeologist who's now in the reserves, a major in the IDF. And then a conversation with a young man, Haysam Hassanan, from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, about the Houthis firing missiles and drones at commercial shipping, tying up the world's traffic through the Red Sea and the Suez. Haysam assures me that al-Houthi himself, like his friends, his allies, his colleagues, they're thugs out of the mountains. They've got Iranian weapons. And the Iranian weapons can be dealt with. Not yet, but they can be dealt with. Also a conversation about Hezbollah and its threat to the north of Israel, evacuating all residents up to 4 kilometers. However, it is not normal life. We talked to Sarit Sahavi, a reservist as well, and how it is for the children and going to school and how you cannot get 60 children in 15 seconds into a bomb shelter. Life is not normal. Nothing's normal right now. Jonathan Ruhi of JINSA joins to discuss what we do know about Iran's ambitions and what is to be done about Iran. And is the time ripe to challenge the orthodox position in Washington that Iran can be brought to the peace table. I mentioned the theory of the strongest horse that I learned early on in the war on terror. The Arab states respect the strongest horse, goes the proverb, goes the fairy tale. If it has application, and after Israel is successful and defeating and obliterating Hamas, it becomes the strongest horse. Does that back off the other enemies, Hezbollah, the Shia militia of Iraq and Iran, the Houthis, to be decided? Canada. Comrade Black joins to say that Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister, strangely brought forth a remark in these last days calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. We puzzled about it because it's an uninformed recommendation. It is a form of appeasement, of surrender, of no decision. Israel's winning. Why ceasefire? There was a ceasefire offered for exchange of hostages, rejected by Hamas. And then Mary Anastasia O'Grady talks of Chile and how it rejected the radical constitution offered after the election. It's now rejected the radical conservative, whatever that is, the right wing, the extreme conservative, so-called constitution. It's back to where it was in 2019 when it didn't like the constitution and revolted accordingly. Two steps forward, two steps back in Chile. Jerry Hendricks joins to talk about the number of ships at sea that cannot meet the guarantees of the freedom of the seas. The Navy, the strongest Navy on the planet, is not adequate to the job that it's given by the President of the United States and the people of the United States to keep the seas free. Hence, the Red Sea is now closed to most traffic because the Houthis cannot be solved, see above. And then Matthew Longo, the author of a new book, The Picnic, a surprising detail, August of 1989, the fall of the Iron Curtain in Hungary, young people gathering by a lake at a campsite and then making a dash for it. It's a wonderful, heroic story. Matthew tells it very well. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with eight vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.